Okay. Continue in our... That's okay, the mic? Okay, in Titus, Bezim and Bez, we are up to four lines up from where they get medium. Shapir Ka'amarle. That's where we're going to start from. The Gemara just quoted a couple of opinions regarding when one starts saying Mashiva Ruach Amar Hashem. The Mishnah quoted two opinions. The Mishnah quoted either from day one of Sukkos or from the last day. The Mishnah called it, we'll talk more about it today, the Mishnah called it that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, simin klala b'chag, to have rain, so therefore you only start from the chag ha'achron. This Brisa quoted two other opinions. Either you start from day two, or you start from day six. So we have a couple of opinions when exactly to start. So the Gemara now picks up trying to explain the conversation that took place in the Brisa. Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Elazar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Didn't Rabbi Elazar have a good claim to Rabbi Yeshua? What was Rabbi Elazar's claim in the Brisa? Rabbi Elazar had said, just like Tchias HaMesim, one can mention all year, even though it's only coming in its proper time, so too rain. One can mention, one can mention the entire year, even though it's only supposed to come in its proper time. So isn't that a good claim? So I'm like Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yeshua would say it back as follows. You can mention Tchias HaMesim every day, because every day, Tchias HaMesim, we hope that it can come every day. So that's why we can mention it each day. But rain is always, the time for rain is always, that's not true. We're going to have a Mishnah later on that says, Yatsa Nisan V'yarduk Shavit Simen Klalahim. If it rains too late in the season, then it's a Simen Klala after Nisan. Shenemar Halo Ketzir Chitim Hayom. As the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Perikid Beis, it's Ketzir Chitim Hayom. What's that Pasuk talking about? So if you look there, Perikid Beis is all about, Shmuel HaNavi is about to give over the reins to Shaul, to the end of his life. And not really the end of his life, but the end of his authority. And he is giving a review of Jewish history. The Medrash says that, Medrash gives a mashal there in Shmuel, that whenever a leader gives over the reins to another leader in Jewish history, he always gives them musar before he leaves. Mashal to somebody who's about to sell a diamond. Before you sell a diamond, you shine it, you polish it, and then you give it over, so the person is happy with what they got. So to all leaders, Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, and Shmuel HaNavi, at the end of their lives, they shine their diamonds. They shined up Klal Yisrael in order to give them over to the next generation. So here in Shmuel, in Perek Yud Beis, he's giving a review of Jewish history up until his time, saying about what he did and the great things that he did. And one of the psukim is this pasuk. He says, today is Ketzir Chitim, it's the time of the summer. Ekra Hashem, v'itin kol uzumater. I'm going to call out to Hashem and I'm going to cause it to rain. Ude'u re'u, and you will know because of that. It's not supposed to rain today. You will know because it rains. Ki ra'aschem rabash ra'asisim b'nei Hashem lishalachem melech. And you'll know that it was a bad choice to ask for a king in the previous prakim. So this is the sign that he chooses. The Mefarshim there on Shmuel discuss why Dafka did Shmuel HaNavi choose this sign. He chose it to rain. There are many signs he could have chosen to prove to Bnei Yisrael that their asking for a king was inappropriate. There is a major machlok as what was wrong with their asking for a king. A major discussion in the Mefarshim in Parsha Shoftim and in the Mefarshim in Sefer Shmuel, isn't it a mitzvah daraisa to have a king? So many, many pshatim. What exactly was the problem? Shmuel HaNavi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu both get very upset at Bnei Yisrael for asking for a king in Sefer Shmuel. But for whatever reason, it was a bad choice. So Shmuel HaNavi, so here he says, I'm going to show you rain and that'll prove. So why does rain prove it? So the Malbim explains here in Shmuel Aleph and Perek Yud Beis, rain is something that inherently is a good thing. Inherently, rain is a good thing, except when it comes at the bad time. If rain comes at an improper time, then that ruins everything. You could have farmers who plant oranges in, at a certain time, and if they get the rain at the right time, their oranges are beautiful. If they get the rain at the wrong time, and it's a freezing rain, so then it ruins the whole crop. So rain is good as long as it's at the proper time. So too, the Malbim is telling them about a melech. A melech inherently might be a good thing. It might be valuable. You might maybe supposed to ask for a king, but at this juncture in time, it was inappropriate, says the Malbim. Maybe Malchus Beis David didn't have somebody who was Ro yet, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them to have a king yet. Various reasons, but that's the Malbim says why they dafka, Shmuel HaNavi dafka chooses that sign to show that it was improper and they were wrong for asking for a king. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, that Tchias HaMesim can happen any day, while this does not happen. Remember the Machlokas we had in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Machlokas Tanoim, about when the Gula is going to happen, right, whether it's going to happen in Tishrei, whether it's going to happen in Nisan. But we already said then that from the Achronim, we quoted the Turei Evan and others, that that does not mean that the Gula cannot start happening at any time. Maybe that Gemara is only talking about it in a time of Be'ita. If it's going to come at its proper time, it's going to come in Tishrei and Nisan. But Achishana, if it's at a time that we deserve it, and we daven for it, then it comes at any time, so it'll come any day. Chias HaMesim can come any day. It's not Lav Dafka in Tishrei and in Nisan. Okay. That is the explanation of that Gemara. So now we go. Yeah. Rabbi Elazar had an answer to Rabbi Elazar here.
He's mentioning it, not asking for it.
Right. So, but again, his comparison to Tchias HaMesim is Tzorach Iyun. The Mefarshim explained what Tchias HaMesim. What it's only Bismane. So is the machlokas. I saw one before that says the machlokas here is between whether one holds Be'ita, one holds Achishana. But they don't both hold the Be'ita Achishana. Right, so it's a little difficult exactly what Rabbi Elazar's svara is. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Sheni b'Chag u'Maskir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that we start saying Mashav Ruach on the second day of Sukkot. My time at Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So what's his svara? Why did we start on the second day of Sukkot? The first day, the last day. Okay, the second day, the sixth day. What's his svara? So Gemara says it's based on a limud, the Tanya, as he says in a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, what's the makar for Nisuch Hamayim on Sukkot? What's the makar of Nisuch Hamayim? They have to pour water. We know every day of the year you have to pour wine along with the karbanos Nisuch Hayayin. But what about Nisuch Hamayim? That special din on Sukkot. What's the makar? So Yehuda ben Beseira says it's a remez in the psukim. Ne'amar b'sheni. It says in the Parshas Pinchas by all the Musafin. It always says viniska, viniska, viniska. You always have to bring the karban with its wine libation. Viniska. But three times it does not say the word viniska. It says a different word. B'sheni viniskehem. V'nemar b'shishi unisacheha, v'nemar b'shvi'i k'mishpatam. So if you add in the extra three letters, v'niskehem has an extra mem, and then an extra yud, and then an extra mem, hare mem yud mem, hare kan mayim. So that's a remez to mayim, mikan remez l'nisach hamayim in a Torah. So this is a remez to the concept of nisach hamayim. So though one might think that remez, that this seems like a low-level type of inferior drasha, the Maris Chayas here points out that both the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs hold whenever you have a word remez min haTorah, that's a din daraisa. Din daraisa. He proves it from here because everybody agrees that Nisuch HaMayim is a din daraisa. Nobody argues with that. The question is, what's the makar? We're going to have another makar at Daf Gimel. But it's clear, says the Maris Chayas from this Gemara, and maybe this is where the Rambam and the Ramban got it from, that the word remez means a din daraisa. So therefore, this is the makar according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So it says the Gemara, "Umaishna b'sheni denakad." Why is does the hint start on day two? On day two, it says "Viniskehem the chiramizi lehu bekra b'sheni yidramizi." So therefore, it is hinted in the second day. Hilkach b'sheni med karinan. That's why you start saying Mashav Ruach on the second day, just like you start the avoda of Nisach Hamayim on day two, which is being meratze Hakadosh Baruch Hu about water. So too, when we start being maskir Mashav Ruach, Amar Hashem and Tefillah is also on day two. They go together, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That's his shita, because the remes starts on day two. Right? You might say, hey, well, so why don't you just do Nisach Hamayim on day two and six and seven? So you know, we're not jumping around here. We assume once it starts, you know, that it goes straight.
Does anyone explain why those two were singled out?
Why were those 3 days singled out? I didn't say I saw others that tried to make a kavachomers to the other days in between, but dafka, why 2, 6, and 7? I'm not sure. Rabbi Kiva Omer b'shishi b'chag u'maskir. Rabbi Kiva has a different sheet that he says when he starts saying Mashav Ruach on day six. On day six, shne'emar b'shishi unesacheha. Based on the word unesacheha on day six, unesacheha is plural, and it's nesachim. He darshins, this is to teach me that there are two pourings on that day. One is water and one is wine. That's the makar. Maybe the Torah is telling you that you have two pourings of wine. How do you know one means water, one means wine? Maybe the chiddush is that on this day you can have two nisach hayayins. So Gemara says, no, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. No, because he also holds Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to Amar Mizi Maya. He has two steps. He first learns it from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira also, that it means water. So why doesn't he go across the board like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? He has to both limudim. Step one, he learns mem yud mem to teach you there's a concept of nisach hamayim. Step two, he says, when is there a extra word that puts these two nisuchim together? On day six. So that's why on day six is when nisach hamayim starts. And again, he holds that's when Mashiach Baruch Hu Radagashim starts going along with the nisach hamayim. Tanya, third line. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Bakodesh Haseich Nesa Sheikh Al Hashem, a pasuk which we have by the Karban Tamid every day. That's in the Karban Tamid. We say that in the morning by in Karbanos, but the Rishonim point, yeah, the Rabbi Nassan is going to use this for to teach me Nisach Habayim. B'shtei Nisuch HaKasa Medaber. He uses this pasuk to tell me two Nisuchim, because of the double Lashon, Haseich Nesach. Echa Nisach Habayim, Echa Nisach Hayayin. Eima Travayo Dechamra. How do you know, again, the same question we asked earlier on Rabbi Yeshua, how does Rabbi Nassan know that one is Yain and one is Mayim? Maybe they both mean wine. Im Kain, Lichtof Kra, O Haseich Haseich, O Nesach Nesach. They should say the same word twice. My Haseich Nesach. Why does the Torah change its wording? Shmas Mina, Chad Demaya, V'Chad Dechamra. So Mashma from here that one is with water and one is with wine. Again, pouring water is something very unusual. It's never done the rest of the year. That's why you need a real limud to teach it to me. How do we know to connect it to Sukkot? So I saw one of the Achronim in the back say Haseich. If you switch around the words, it spells Sukkah. So I saw one of them first say that. No worse than Mem Yud Mem, right? No worse than Mem Yud Mem. But again, that's the Messiah. Again, that the first say isn't that possible by a carbon tamid every day. So what does that have to do with Isaac Abayim? So they connect it. They have a Messiah that is its connection. Again, remember we discussed in Maseches Sukkah the Musar Haskel about why Mayim on Sukkahs. I think we quoted this from Rav Gifter that why Dafka Mayim? You know, my wine. You understand that's a fancy avoda. Water. Water? What are you asking for? Water? There's no chashivas to water. So Gifter explains, if you have to speak to somebody who went through natural disasters, speak to somebody who went through an earthquake, you speak to them and they say, you lost everything. You don't have a house. I'm happy to be alive. I'm a maspik b'stopik b'muat. It's enough. This is enough for me. I have my life. We've just been through the Yom Noram, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Everything's been on the line. We don't know what's going to be. We're happy with water. We made it through. Made it through the Gemar Din. You know, we'll be happy with water. We can do the Avodah even with water. Dafka Nisach HaMayim. After the Yom Naran, that's Dafka when we pour the water to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're mistapik b'muat. Continuing the Gemara, Eloha Ditna, Nisach HaMayim Kol Zayin Mani. But we had at the end of Masechta Sukkah, we had a whole list of items. This is for all 7 days. This is all for 6 days, 5 days. So the Mishnah there says that Nisach HaMayim is done all 7 days of Sukkot. So Mani, so which opinion of the Tanaim here is the author of that Mishnah? So E Rabbi Yeshua Neima Chad Yoma. If the opinion is Rabbi Yeshua, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua said that you start on the last day of Sukkot. This is going to be a little troublesome. Which Rabbi Yeshua are we talking about? Rabbi Yeshua the Mishnah or Rabbi Yeshua the Braisa? So up till now we've been saying you don't be Mechalik. The Rabbi Yeshua, who holds you starts, what did Rashi say on the Mishnah? Right, the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres. So, E Rabbi Yeshua, Neva Chad Yoma, if it's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, no, you only have it one day. Which day? Which day? So, Rashi and Tosfos here seem to say that it means on day, I mean, Lechora, well, let's not do Rashi and Tosfos first, let's do, Tosfos says, and Rashi seems to say, hint to it, that day seven. It seems to be day seven. Right, because there's one day, that's what Rashi says on the previous Amud, the Hainu. Actually, let's do the other one first. The way the Marsha understands the Gemara is that it means day eight. Because what does it mean? Ba'achronu maskir, that's what the Mishnah said. That's how the Ma'arav Ranchberg explained Rashi yesterday, because it was a steer in Rashi. It seems to be day eight, Ashmidi Atzeres. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara is saying that one day, day eight is the only day of Nisach HaMayim. Meaning you don't even do it on Sukkot. You only do it on Shmini Atzeres. That's how the Marsha seems to explain it. Because you have to say Mashav Ruach goes on the day. Nisach HaMayim goes with Mashav Ruach. And Mashav Ruach goes on day 8. So that goes on day 8. So the Sfas Emes quotes this Marsha. But he says, how could that be? There's no Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot? There's only Nisach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres? So he quotes this Marsha. And he says, Pirish Rashi Bishvi'i. And the Marsha, I'm sorry, Umashkazim Marsha Lekaman, Lefarish Hishmini Tamua. Chada, number one, it doesn't sound that way. If you say on Sukkot you do nizchamayim, so then we're going to have the sheet in a minute of one of the sheets of the Tanoim that you even do it on Shmini Atzeres. But to say that you only do nizchamayim on Shmini Atzeres, that's hard to believe, says the Sfas Emes. Avaloma de bishmini bavadayim anaschim minale hadachol haramazim de kulu tanoi besukkot v'lo bishmini atzeres. Therefore, it's Sarach Ian, he says on this Marsha, that you would say this line means Shmini Atzeres. He thinks it has to be on day 7. So it's a machlokes based on the Rishonim, but expanded upon by the Achronim. What does this line mean? According to Rabbi Yeshua, who says Mashma Ruach goes only on Shmini Atzeres, so you should only do Nisach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres or on only the 7th day. Either way, it's one of those 2 days. But it's not all 7 days, as we'll try to find the source, the author of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva, if we want to say that our mission is Rabbi Akiva, this mission Sukkot is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Shrei Yom, and Rabbi Akiva says, when do you start on day 6? We just had Rabbi Akiva in the Brisa, so day 6 and 7. You should have 2 days of Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Yehuda Bebe Seira, Shisa Yomi. Rabbi Yehuda Bebe Seira says you start on day 2. So day 2 through 7 is only 6 days. So who is the author of that Mishnah in Sukkah who says that we do Nisach HaMayim on all 7 days? So Gemara's first try is the Olam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah's opinion who say that you start on day 2. V'svira lei k'Rabbi Yehuda demasi yisan. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah holds like the other Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah there in Sukkah. As the Mishnah in Sukkah says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beluga Yemanaseh Kol Shmona. Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Mesech HaSukkah is that you did Nisach HaMayim even on Shmini Atzeres. Not only on Sukkot, but even on Shmini Atzeres. So according to that, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseirah says you start on day 2 of Sukkot, day 2 through Shmini Atzeres is 7 altogether. Umafik Rishon, Umayil B'Shmini. Take out the first day of Sukkot and add in the 8th day, and then you get 7 altogether. And that's what the Mishnah means by Nisach HaMayim Kol Zayin. It doesn't mean all 7 days of Sukkot, it's 6 days of Sukkot plus the 1 day after Sukkot of Shmini Atzeres. One sec, yeah? Did the girl forget about Rabbi Eliezer? We'll get to that in a second.
But it says here that he was
Menasseh
Kol Shmona.
It says he was Menasseh, so he holds like that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself, in that Mishnah, said you were Menasseh all 8. Yeah. Rabbi Beseira here holds that you're not Menasseh Kol 8, right? It's only 6 days of Sukkot and 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. And he's the author of Menasseh Kol Zion. That's the Nisach HaMayim Kol Zion. What about Rabbi Eliezer? You start last. What about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says you start saying on day 1. So isn't that the Pashut answer? That's Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Machlokas Rashi. Rashi says here in a Chinami. Rashi says that the Gemara could have said the opinion is Rabbi Eliezer, but it wanted to have a bigger Chiddush. That's what Rashi says here. If you look on Tosfos on the previous Amud, Tosfos on Bezim and Bez, Divra Maskel de Amar. Tosfos assumes that Rabbi Eliezer would say, holds that Mashiva Ruach starts on day one, but Nisach HaMayim starts on day one, but Nisach HaMayim only starts on day 2. We'll start the next day. That's what Tosfos assumes on Amud Beis. By the way, if you just read Rashi, if you do this Gemara, this daf inside, you read Rashi, it's clear, and we mentioned it from the Maariv Chayis yesterday, it's clear from reading Rashi on Daf Gimel that this is not Rashi. It's a different flavor. It's a different flavor. Just the way he talks and the way he formulates questions and answers. Just read that Gimel and Aleph in Tainus. It's clear, again, there'll be a lot of rise to this, but just reading the Rashis, he's much more verbose and he's much more, it's a different way of talking than regular Rashi. Umayishtak so Vaiter in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that who is the opinion of our Mishnah that Nisach HaMayim Kol Zayin? The Mishnah in Sukkah, who is the opinion that says you do Nisach HaMayim all 7 days? So the Gemara suggested Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah, 6 days of Sukkot plus 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. Umayishtak Risha Delo. So why, 1 second. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah not include day 1 of Sukkot for Nisach HaMayim? Tachi Ramizi Mayim B'Sheni Yehuda Ramizi. Why? Because the Remes starts on day 2. So Shmini Nami Ki Ramizi Mayim B'Sheni Yehuda Ramizi. So why is day 8 allowed? Because the last part of the Remes, the Mem Yud Mem, the second Mem, was on day 7. So just like the first day is excluded because the Remes starts on day 2, Shmini Atzeres should be excluded because the last part of the Remes is day 7. So how can you say that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Mishnah? So Ella, so we say, okay, you're right. Ella Rabbi Yeshua hi. Really, the Mishnah in Sukkah that says that Nisach HaMayim is all 7 is not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah, it's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua, what do you mean? Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, he only said that you start the last day, or Shmini Atzeres, but Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva, Hilchos HaGemiri La. And you're right, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Mashiv Ruach Bar Gashem does not go with Nisach HaMayim. Even though Mashiv Ruach starts either on the last day or on Shmini Atzeres, Nisach HaMayim is a halacha l'moshe misinai that it is throughout Sukkot. To Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Nechunya, Ish Bakas, Ish Charson. We have this already in Masechah Sukkah. Eser Netiyos Arava V'Nisach Hamayim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. These three halachos are halacha Moshe Misinai. Eser Netiyos, Rashi explains that if one has 10 little sapling trees in a certain area of a base sa'ah, usually there's a concept called Tosefa Shvius. You have to stop working the land a month before, sometimes 2 months before Shvius starts. Tosefa Shvius is a din d'araisa. But the halacha is if you have these 10 little sapling trees in a certain area, you're allowed to work the entire area up until Shvius. There's no halacha of Tosefa Shvius, because if you don't work the land, all the trees are going to die. They're young, they need a lot of water, they need a lot of work. So that's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that is allowed. That's Eser Netiyos. Arava, what's Arava? Tosfos here says the halacha of going around the Mizbeach. Others, Rashi and Sukkah, says it just means using the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash. Some type of part of Arava is halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and Nisuch HaMayim is also halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Okay. Let's talk about that again in a second. First is a stira in the Rambam. What is the Rambam paskin? We're not going to answer the stira, but it's just a stira. Who does he paskin like? It seems to be a clear-cut machlokas tanoim here. What's the basis for Nisach HaMayim? Is it Mem Yun Mem? Is it Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? It seems to be a machlokas. The Rambam is a stira between the Pirush Mishnayis and the Mishnah Torah. In Pirush Mishnayis in Zvachim, what's it doing in Zvachim? The last paragraph of Masechta Zvachim is all about Shchutei Chutz, doing Avodos Bachutz. What if you're Menasech Mayim Bachutz? What if you pour water outside the Beis HaMikdash? Is that an Avoda that's Mechayev you for the Isra of Avoda Bachutz? So the Rambam says there that there's a mission that says there that Menasech Mayim Al-Gabim is Be'ach, where Blazer Sofer Shizeh Chayim in the Torah. Ulefichach Omer Shemenasech Bachag Bachutz Chayiv, Ve'ein Adavar Kein, Levisha Eino El Halacha Moshe Misinai. He quotes the one sheet that says you'd be Chayiv, and the Rambam says, no, but we paskin this Halacha Moshe Misinai. And because it is a Halacha Moshe Misinai, so that is why you are putter. Because the halacha is you don't get malchus for halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's not a mefurish b'kra. You only get malchus for an avera that's written in the Torah with pen hishamer al or lo. One of those lashonos. If it's only learned out b'derech limud, then it might be an avera. It might be a didaraisa, but you don't get malchus for that. So that's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayis in Zvachim in Perek Yud Gimel. You don't get malchus for shchutei chutz, for being menaseh b'chutz, because it's only a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. If you look in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says in Hilchas Tmidim, Kol Sheves Yimei Achag Menaschen Esamayim Al Gabi Mizbeach V'Dover Zeh Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So far, so good. He used to pass like the Mandar Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But then, if you look in Hilchas Ma'isa Karbanas, he quotes, "If you pour Shloshes Lukin Mayim Bachutz Chayiv." So you're Chayiv. So what do you mean? He just said in the Pirush Mishnah is that if it's since Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, it's not Mefurish B'Kras, therefore you're Potter. Here he paskes Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's not the stira. The stira is, can you be Chayiv even though it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So it's unclear. So it's a stira in the Rambam. Stira in the Rambam. We're not going to answer the stira. We can explain the lundus behind what he thought earlier, maybe in his life, maybe because before he was chosen about. No, but there he's talking about doing a bachutz. Both of them are talking about doing a bachutz. Yeah.
Even if you hold it's mem yun mem,
that might be mefurish, right? It's not ishara pen lova al, but that's saying that there is a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. There is an isser of doing avoda bachutz with a mefurish pasuk, and that would include this. So again, but what's the bir hadavar? This we mentioned in the past. Rav Benun just referred to it, and that is the Rav Chaim in Ilchas Machalos Asuros. Rav Chaim writes there that there are really two kinds of halacha Moshe Misinai, because you find different contexts. Sometimes you do get malchus for halacha Moshe Misinai. Sometimes you do get malchus. Sometimes you don't get malchus. So what's the rule? Do you or do you not? Do you not? So Rav Chaim explains that it depends what type of halacha Moshe B'Sinai you're talking about. There's something called the halacha Moshe B'Sinai hamichadeshes. There's halacha Moshe B'Sinai that tells you something totally new. You wouldn't have known this, and it's mechadesh. Mechadesh is certain halacha. And then there's halacha Moshe B'Sinai hamifareshes. There's one that halacha Moshe B'Sinai that expands my definition of a previously known halacha. I would have defined the halacha in this way, but because the halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me, expand it a little further. For example, a Kohen Orel. Kohen Orel doing the Avoda. The Rambam says a Kohen Orel doing the Avoda gets Malchus. Gets Malchus? Kohen Orel is not Mefurish in the Torah. It's a Pazak in Yechezkel that a Kohen Orel cannot allow to do the Avoda. How can you get Malchus for that? The Gemara calls it Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the way the Rambam is explained, he even says this. No, because the Rambam says, Orel Loke Harehu Kizar. That's what the Rambam says. Because you're like a czar. What's my Lachmoshi be said telling me? It's meaning mefarish that the word czar in the Torah doesn't only mean a non-Kohen. It means a Kohen is not fit to do the Avodah, even including a Kohen RL. That's the definition of czar. That's the Lachmoshi be said mefarishes. It's expanding our prior, our previously known definition, and that's where you can get Malkus. So the way that the Mefarshim explain is this, we're not going to explain the Stira, how to answer the Stira, but either way we can explain the Svar of each one. If you say that the Chalav Moshe B'Sinai Mizach HaMayim is Mefarashes, you know what that's saying? That this is also Avoda. It's expanding our definition of Avoda. You thought Avoda was this, the Dalet Avoda, the Shechita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika, but this is also Avoda, Mizach HaMayim, that's why you'd get Malkus, because it is Mefarish Bikra. Masha'enkein, maybe what the Rambam thinks of Pirush HaMishnayis, is that no, this is how Chalav Moshe B'Sinai Mechadeshes, you have to pour water, that's an Avoda. It's not an avoda, it's a special din. You have to do one sukkis, and therefore you would not get malchus. Again, there's a lot more here. We spoke about this sometime earlier in the daf, but that is, you can look it up, Reb Chaim in Hilchos, Ma'achalos, Asuros, talking about these two types of halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, let's continue. Reb Yehuda Omer, Mishur Reb Yeshua, Ha'over the Fayatev, Yadav Achron Shalchag, Achron Maskar, Rishonin Maskar. This is a quote from the Brisa. Reb Yehuda says in the name of Reb Yeshua, that on Shmini Atzeres, the Baal Shachris does not mention Mashiv Aruach HaMoreda Gashem, and the Baal Musaf does. B'yantif HaRishon Shal Pesach, HaRishon Maskir HaAchron Inu Maskir. On the first day of Pesach, we switch it by Musaf also. So the Baal Shachris says Mashiv Aruach HaMoreda Gashem, and the Baal Musaf, that's when we do Tal. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, ask the Gemara, which Rabbi Yeshua is being quoted here? This was Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua is set hold that it switches by Musaf on Shmini Atzeres? Elab Rabbi Yeshua Demasti son, is it the Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah? Ha'amar B'yantav Achron Shalchag Umaskir. Right? No, Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says you go by Yantav Achron Shalchag, and Rashi explains here, that would mean even Shacharis. He's not Machalik. He just says on Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, even Shacharis, you should switch it to Mashiv Aruach HaMoreda Gashem. So El Rabbi Yeshua the Braisa. So it must be Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa. Earlier in the Braisa, there was a quote from Rabbi Yeshua on Beis Mabeis. The Gemara says, that doesn't work. Amar Mishasa Nachaso. He says, no, from the time that you put down the lulav, meaning day seven. Day seven, when you put the lulav down. So for that can't be. We have this Ashita quoted in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that says you switch it by Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. So which Rabbi Yeshua are we talking about? Hold off on that for a second, says the Gemara. Another question. V'suha detan, you have another Braisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer B'shem Be'Beseira. Ho'over the Fayateva B'yadav Achron Shalchag, Ha'achron Maskir. We have the same Shita in the name of Ben Be'Seira. So the Gemara says, hey Ben Be'Seira, which Ben Be'Seira are we talking about that says you should switch by Musaf HaShmini Atzeres? Elam, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Be'Seira. If it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Be'Seira, Omer B'Sheini B'Chag Maskir. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Be'Seira, no, we just said that he holds day two. Because of Mem Yud Mem. So Omer Abnachron Bar Yitzchak, easy answer. Which Rabbi Yeshua and which Ben Be'Seira? Maybe it's Tehei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Be'Seira. There's another sheet out there of Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Be'Seira. So we're looking for a Rabbi Yeshua, we're looking for a Ben Be'Seira. So it's the same person. Zimnan Dekar Le Bishmei, Vizimnan Dekar Le Bishmei Da'aba. Sometimes they called him in his name. Sometimes they called him in his father's name. This was before he got smicha, this was after he got smicha. Rebbe Yehuda ben Be'Seira. If you see Rebbe, you know he got smicha from Eretz Yisrael. It's not Rav, it's Rebbe. So, right, before a person gets smicha, he's like, oh, who's your father? Right, but once a person gets smicha, then already he's a chashav individual in his own right, and he's known by his own name. Period. End of that discussion of Asher Ruch Meragash. Tana, Bitalu Baruchos, Lochivu Chachem Lahazkir. The Braisa says that one does not have a chiyuv to mention tau and ruchos. Meaning, we say mashiv haruach. Those two words aren't really so significant. The ikar is the Moreda Gashem. Mashiv haruach is not so significant. Tal ruchos lo chiyuv acham haskir. You don't have to mention tau and ruchos. V'imbala haskir, maskir. But if you want to, you can. When is this referring to? What part of the year? Unclear in the Gemara. In Bala Haskir Maskir, so Rashi and Tosfos here discuss it. It's clearly outlined in the Ran. The Ran of the Alephim and Aleph and the Daf Yerif quotes two opinions. He quotes one opinion who says, the first shot is, in Bala Haskir Maskir means if you want to mention it, even not in its proper time, Maskir, then you can. Meaning mentioning Tal in the winter, saying, Mashav Aruch HaMarta Gashim HaMarta Tal, there's dew in the winter also, then you can. That's the first day. First day in the Ran, this is also the opinion of the Ritva. The Imbala Haskir Maskir means Bishalo Ba'onaso, not in its proper time. But then the Ran says, if that's true, then where do we get, say, Marta Tal in the summer from? That's not based on any Gemara. So the Ran is of the opinion that no, in Baal Asker Masker means you don't have to mention it ever, but if you want to mention it, you can mention it in the proper time, meaning in the summer months. That's what he said. Aval Pekin in Baal Asker Kadeshi Tosfu B'Zvan Aroi Lohem Masker B'Zachol Latov. That is a good idea. That is what the Ran says. So the Rishonim here discuss different minhagim lemaisa, what to do. It sounds like from Tosfos, it's mashma from Tosfos, the Maskel Batal, that they said in the winter, mashma v'ruach ha-morad ha-gashim ha-morad ha-tol. They said that whole phrase the whole winter. Because Tosfos says, if you happen to leave out morad ha-tol, it's okay. But it's mashma v'di-evet. But it sounds like l'chadchila, one should mention both. The Rambam says, no, mashma v'ruach ha-morad ha-gashim, because it says, you don't have to mention tal. You don't have to mention tal, period. The Torah does quote the two opinions, and this is the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What about in the summer? Should you say Morad Atal? Should you say Morad Atal plain? Maybe Mash Baruch Morad, the machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Bach. Do you say Mash Baruch Morad Atal or just Morad Atal? But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you should say Morad Atal. And the Ramah quotes, no, we don't say anything. We just say Atakir Ralam Shem Chayim Rav Loshia, Bachal Kachayim. We go straight in, we don't say anything. That's the Mechaber and the Ramah, based on two deos in the Torah, based on the Rishonim here. Tosfos on Amud Beis is going to suggest, Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to have that Tosfos later, that even if you usually go like the Ramah, it is a good idea to say Morad Atal, even if you have an Ashkenaz. Why? Because if you say Morad Atal, then in the winter, if you don't remember what you said, you never have to go back. Because even if you would have said Morad Atal by accident, that's enough. If you said, if you left it, if you did not say Morad Agashim, and you did not say Morad Atal in the winter, then you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But if you said Morad Atal, it's okay. So if you know, if you always say something, if you always have that minug, so then that's what Tosfos suggests, that it's a good idea to say Morad Atal, even if it's not exactly one's minug. So my time, ask the Gemara, my time, why is it that you don't have to mention Tal and Ruchos? I'm Rabbi Chanila, Fisha Ein Natsarin. Because Tal never stops. You don't have to ask for tal. There's always tal. Geshem stops. That's why you have to daven for rain. But tal never stops. The tal minon dol matzer. How do you know that tal never stops? We have to base it on a pasuk. We can't just look outside. Right? We have to always have psukim. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Eliyahu atish bi mitoshavei Gilad. Eliyahu anavi from Toshavei Gilad. El Achav says to Achav. What Eliyahu anavi is going to Achav. Achav, one of the Rishaim. Chai Hashem elokei Yisrael asher amati lefanav. In the name of Hashem, I swear. It's only going to have rain and dew, except it's up to me. Meaning, there's going to be a drought here. It's going to be a drought here. Eliyahu Hanavi tells Achav, Viksiv, and then it says, Hashem says to Eliyahu, right? And later on, Hashem says, you know what? Tell Achav there's going to be rain. The Ilu Talo Ka'amarlai. He didn't have to tell him that it was going to be due, because that never stopped. My time, oh, why didn't he have to tell him that? Mishum, to lo miyatzer, it never stops. Never stops. So if it never stops, so why did Elio threaten him with that? Yeah, it's not going to rain or do. It didn't happen. Hachi Ka'amarlai, afilu tal de brachanami loas. You know, the threat was, you're not even going to get good tal. You're only going to get bad tal. You're not even going to get good tal. So the Gemara says, "V'hadri l'tal debrachas." If something was taken away, tal debrachas. So why didn't Hashem say to give it back? Mishum to lo minkara milsa. No, because it's not nikar. Rashi explains because Achav wouldn't have realized and recognized that that it came back. He's not looking for the nes. Even though it was a difference, people who aren't looking for nisim are ready to say that the nes didn't happen. Reminds us of brachas all the way in the beginning of the Masechta Daf Gimel, where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to say kachatzos halayla, not bachatzos, because if Makas Bacharas happens at 12:01, they're going to say, oh, everybody just died. It wasn't from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So that's why I say kachatzos, not. That's why the Gemara explained the difference between kachatzos and bachatzos. Two interesting discussions that the Rishonim have on the bottom of the Amud. First, there is a story in Sefer Shoftim, talking about Navi today, story in Sefer Shoftim about Gidon. When Gidon was about to go to war for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wasn't sure whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be with him, so he puts a little wool on the threshing floor, and he says, Hashem, if there's dew on the floor and not on the wool, then I'll know that you're with me. The next morning, that he comes, and that happens. The next day, he says, if the opposite is true, if there's dew in the wool and not on the floor, so then I'll know that you're with me. And it happens. What do you mean? Dew never stops. Dew never stops. What do you mean that there was no dew? There was only dew on the pasuk described that it was dripping. So Tosfos, the Maskil Ve'ilu said, no, if you look at Medayik in the Psukim, it really never happened. He says, Aval Kisha Amar, Al Ha'aretz Yechore Val Ha'giza Yetal Tziva Yichain. When it talks about the dew all around and not on the Giza, it says, Vayaaskain, Hashem did it. When it says the opposite, it just says, Vayihikain. So the Tosfos medayek that it really the dew never stopped. The only difference was whether the seifa, whether the patch of wool was full or not. That's Tosfos getting pshat in the story in Shoftim. There is a discussion in the Medrash. What shevet was Elio Anovi from? What shevet was Elio Anovi from? Anybody? Was he a Kohen? Elio Pinchas? That's what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. It seems to say that he was a Kohen. That's why Tosfos asked there in Bava Metzia, Kuf Yadalad, how could he be Mechaya? How could he be Matami himself Lameis? How could he touch the boy? Tosfos says, oh, he knew he was going to make him alive. Right? So that's why it was, or others say, Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, he's allowed to. But there's a machlokes in the Medrash in Parsha Zosa Bracha, on the Pasuk Bagod. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Michel Binyamin. Eliezer says he was from Binyamin. Rabbi Nahorai Amar Mishael God, based on our pasuk that we just quoted here. Rabbi Yomer Elio Atishvi Mitoshav Egilad. That's from God. Machlokes going back and forth. So it says one day, Nechlegu Rabbeinu Badaver Elo Amar Mishael God Elo Mishael Binyamin Bava Amad Lefneihem. Elio Navi once came and said, you know, let me explain myself. Amar Lehem Rabboseinu Matam Nechlagam Alai Ani Bnei Bnei Hashel Rachel Ani. I'm from Bnei Rachel, meaning I am from Binyamin, says Elio Navi. That is the Medrash in Parshas Vayetze, on the Pasuk Ba God. So says the Radvaz in the Tshuva, he was asked, the question that Tosfos says, if Pinchas was Eliyahu, how could he be Metami Lameis to make that child Tchias Amesim? So some say the child really didn't die, and some say, quotes Rabbeinu Bachai, who says that really the child, the Shunamis was a non-Jew, and the child was not Jewish, and the non-Jews are not Metame Ba'ohel, and he didn't really touch the boy, he just went over the boy. No Tumas Ohel. Number three, he knew he would make him back alive, that's what Tosfos says, but then the fourth one, he says, Harasha, you're allowed to do it. But the last two lines, I wrote you four answers. You can choose the one that you like the best. According to the Chachmei Kabbalah, there's no kasha at all. Why? Ki ha'omer Pinchas ze Eliyahu shoresh nishmaso shel Pinchas. Their neshamas, they were connected. That does not mean that they were the same person. Ukshamru luvalov kohen hu mar lo ratzel galos hasod. When he was asked in Mesechah Bamasiyah, are you a kohen? He could have just answered, no, I'm not a kohen. He could have just answered, our neshamas are connected, but lav dafka, that we're the same person. But he didn't want to answer. They didn't want to give over his secret. This is the Tshuva the Radvaz and Chelek Vav. The last Tshuva is Shnei Alafim Reish Gimel, 2203. In the Radvaz. He gives four different answers about how he was Batami himself, and then at the end he said maybe he wasn't even a Kohen. But it's been interesting to have a think about it, what Shevet he was from. So we have three different Shitas in the Midrashim, in the Tanaim. Binyamin, God, or if you take that Chazal seriously, literally, that he was Pinchas. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara fourth line, Ruchos bin Olan Dolma Atzri. So we said, Tal and Ruchos never stop. So Gemara proved that Tal doesn't stop. How do you know that the wind never stops, and therefore you don't have to mention the wind? And we throw in Mashva Ruach, just because that usually goes along with Geshem, but not that we need it. Minal Dolma Atzri, Ari Shub and Levi, Damar Krok, because the Pasuk says, Kika Arba Ruchos HaShemayim, Perashti Eschem Neum Hashem. Hashem says, like the four directions of the Shemayim, I spread you out. My Karmeluhu, what exactly is the pshat of the pasuk? Ile Machi Karmeluhu Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Is it the following that Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael? Debad ratinchu ba'arba ruchei da'alma, that I spread you out in the four corners of the world. So he achi ka'arba ba'arba mibayalei. That it should be in the four corners, not like the four corners. It shouldn't say biku, it should be bu. Elohachi gamar, this is really what it means. It's a comparison. Kishem, she'ief shal olam below ruchos, kach yef shal olam below Yisrael. Just like the world cannot exist without wind, right? All natural forces. How does it rain? Right? The evaporation over the ocean and the wind, the clouds move. The world can't exist without wind. So too, the world cannot exist without Am Yisrael. I think we mentioned it once before, but Rabbi Forst, in his Sefer Pisrei Halacha, he has a Hakdama to Hilchos Machalei Akum, and he quotes there, the Pasuk says, Am levadad yishkona b'agayim lo yischashav, right, amongst the we are a nation that stands alone, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Teva of the Bria, that Am Yisrael has to be separate. Mamlechas konim v'gay kodesh, we have to be. That's how the world must exist. Avokol zman shetzveikim b'agayim, if we try to intermix ourselves with the umos ha'olam. Lo dai she'ena mashpiyim l'tova al ha'goyim. Not only do we not influence them, but we get influenced and we take away exactly what the purpose of the world is. Kirvas Yisrael l'umos mazika l'hem l'olam. And therefore he says, al kein tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu tchuna b'umos ha'olam. That's why he says, tragically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, so at any point in history when we get too close, then they start hating us. They start hating us, and we're going to be separate whether we like it or not. As Rav Chaim Volozhin once said, if a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, the non-Jew makes Havdalah. Meaning we're gonna be separate mimanavshach. It's a question of how we want to be do it. Do we want to be Mekadosh ourselves, or do we want to be Huvdal al-Yidei Ha'akim? There's a piece there about anti-Semitism. It's not based on a Svara. It's on logic. You know, it's a Halacha, Esau son of Yaakov. Right? That's what Rashi quotes in Parashat Vayishlach, and that's what it means here, that Kach Yifshar La'olam below Yisrael.
Why isn't Teva based on
Mila? I don't exactly know the in the Dharam right now, but that's I'm Pasha to Yid. I'm doing Gemara Rashi. But I'm not sure. We could talk about it after. I'm not sure. I don't know what the Gemara, which Gemara you're referring to. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hilkach Mimos Achama Amar Masha Veruchim Machzirin. So therefore, because of everything that we've just said, Mimos Achama in the summer months, if you said Mashiv Haruach. Ein machzirudo so. You just said those two words, because really the wind always, that's fitting. Amar morad agashem machzirudo so. If you say morad agashem in the summer, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Rashi says it's inappropriate, and it is a simin klala. Right, both of those things is inappropriate, and therefore you should not say it. And even though the Ran here adds in, even though really the rainy season starts after Nisan. Right, throughout Nisan it's okay, and throughout Nisan it could still rain a little bit, but now we're saying, if you say Morad HaGashem, even right after Pesach, you still have to repeat, but a little low plug, says the Ran. Once we switched it, then that's it. So if you say Morad HaGashem in the summer, you have to repeat. One second, yeah?
Simen Klala, even in other parts of the world?
Simen Klala, even if it rains, otherwise. Are we just referring to Eretz Yisrael? Maybe just referring to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it's a Simen Klala there. In the rainy season, if you do not say Mashiv Haruach, so then if you didn't say Mashiv Haruach, you don't repeat, because again, the wind is not the Yikr. So again, if you forget Morad HaGashem, or if you said it when you weren't supposed to, either way, you have to repeat. Even if you said something meaningless, Hashem, take away the winds and take away the tal, you don't have to repeat, because that's just meaningless. It never happens. And therefore, you just said something that was extra in Shemona Esrei, but it doesn't hurt your Shemona Esrei. Tosfos here has the different levels than the Rishonim, and that is when you forget. If you remembered before you started Atah Kadosh, then you could just put it in by Mashiv Haruach Morad HaGashem. If you remembered after that, then you could put it into Shomei HaTefillah. Then you have to go back to the beginning once you finish. Then Tosfos discusses the same Talamat Levracha, then you might be able to get that into Shomei HaTefillah, and after Shomei HaTefillah, you might have to go back to Baruch Aleinu, and if you finish Shemona Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning. That's Tosfos here talks about all the different levels of when you have to return and when you don't have to return. It's a fascinating discussion in the Tur. The Tur quotes the Maharam Rutenberg in Simon Kuf Yud Dalet, where the Maharam Rutenberg says, what if you don't know? That's usually the case. You don't know if you said it or not. So we pask in first 30 days, you have to assume you've been going what you've been used to doing, and therefore you have to repeat. After 30 days, it's okay. So the Tur quotes the minhag of the Maharam Rutenberg that on Shmini Atzeres, he used to say Mashiv Haruach Morad HaGashem 90 times. He used to say, right, that in some yeshivas, they have a song to sing it 90 times. So the Tur quotes the Maharam Rutenberg. He said in Atagibar, he didn't start it with Atagibar because he didn't want to say Shem Hashem. The Mepharshim pointed out, he must have started, to get 90 times instead of having 30 days. So he said it 90 times in Shmini Atzeres. So boom, it's enough. What's his raya that this is good enough? Well, it's put 90 times. So he quotes, what's his raya? Sharamuad. Shor HaMuad. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that how do you get a Shor HaMuad? A Shor that gores three times. So what if, so the Gemara says, not only if he gores Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, one time each, even if he gores three times on Monday, that's even better. He's even more of a Shor HaMuad, because he did it all together. So says the Maharam Rutenberg, the same thing here. Not only if you spread it out over 30 days, if you do it 90 times on the same day, Kirev Negichosav Kol Shekein. So that's what the Maharam Rutenberg quotes, and that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Peretz in the Torah says, I don't agree with that. When you're trying to establish a wicked ox, so then if he does it three times in a day, man, this guy's really bad. So that's a Shor HaMuad. But just because he did it 90 times in a day, that means you're going to remember Mashiv HaRuach more? But what your mouth is more rugged to say it. Does at time mishum dehuchzak ligach v'muchzak b'shalos rechogos koshkin krovos aval geshem hadavar tali behergol l'shono. So that's not good enough. And the Beis Yosef also quotes the Ma'ari Abuav. Over there, it's a reflection of teva. But my she'enkein iloaya oso barachaka. Then you might say it's derech mikra. So if you do it closer, then it's teva. Aval kana davar tali behergol l'shon. So you probably made a mistake if it's not 30 days. So it's a major machlokas achronim, the Ma'ari Abuav in the early achron, whether you hold of this, but the Beis Yosef quotes that the Rush paskin like the tour, like Marami Rutenberg and others, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If you do it 90 times, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Maybe you should do it 101 times. Maybe you should do it 101 times. That for sure you will remember. Somebody just told me yesterday in the Beis Medrash, I was doing this Chasam Sofer, so he said if the Chasam Sofer says that if the gematria of Shachach -101 is Zachar. If you do the math, it works out. The gematria of Shachach, whatever it is, 328, -101, works out to the gematria of Zachar. Okay, so that's why if you do it 101 times, you don't forget anymore. Okay, there's more on that comparison, but just to know that's an amazing comparison about Mashiach Rechmar to Goshem, about being a Shar Hamuan. Let's continue. Tana, clouds and wind does not have to be mentioned, because those are also always. If you want to mention the clouds, the wind, you can. Right, the clouds and the wind never stop. The clouds never stop. We say in Shema, Hashem will close up the heavens. What does that mean? So we assume it means from the clouds and the winds. Does that mean closing from the clouds and the wind or from rain? No, because what it already says, v'lo yeh matar in the pasuk, hari matar amur. So it already says rain in the pasuk. Hamani mekayim v'asar ha'shamayim. So what must this be referring to? Min ha'avim min ha'ruchos. Right? It must be referring to clouds and wind. So kasha ruchos ruchos, kasha avim ha'avim. So we have a stira. Do clouds stop? Do rain, does wind stop? So it's a stira. So avim ha'avim lo kasha. So clouds, no stira, ha'bacharfi ha'ba'afli. What does this mean? So we'll do Rashi. Rashi says the difference is the clouds before the rain or clouds after the rain. There's always clouds before it rains. But maybe clouds after the rain. It gets sunny right away. There are no clouds. That's what it means. Those might be taken away. Ruchos are ruchos lo kasha. Ha'baruch mitsuya, ha'baruch she'enim mitsuya. There's always normal winds. But ruch she'enim mitsuya is not always. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Ruch she'enim mitsuya chaz le'beidari. What do you mean? You need ruch she'enim mitsuya to do winnowing. You need to winnow, right? One of the malachas, right? You throw it up and the wind takes it away. So you need a ruach she'enim mitsuya. Efshar b'nafasa. No, there are other ways to winnow. You could use a sieve or a sifter, and therefore you'd be able to winnow. Period. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue Be'ezus Hashem.